96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Department of Natural Resources announced that harvest rates for the opening weekend of the gun deer season have increased compared to last year. They held a media briefing yesterday to recap the opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer season. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024 and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested. Pritzel says that the favorable weather, increased antlerless permits, and the gun deer opener being a day earlier than last year might have contributed to the increased harvest rates. He says the snowfall for this week might set up hunters for a successful second weekend.
As it relates to deer hunting, we're looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. But we work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend with snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm goes through. And so we'll be having a conversation about that a week from now.
The gun deer hunt ends Sunday, November 30th. November is Diabetes Prevention Month. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
About 9% of people here in the Badger State have been diagnosed, but doctors say many Wisconsinites could be diabetic or pre-diabetic and don't even know. Dr. Asha Sanjahan, a family practice physician, says more people are living with it these days.
Rates are definitely rising. We know that the rates of obesity are rising, and some risk factors for diabetes includes things like being overweight, having gestational diabetes or family history of diabetes, and we know that this has been increasing throughout the United States.
Diabetes is a condition where the body does not produce enough of the insulin hormone. Sanjahan says untreated diabetes can cause kidney damage, cardiovascular disease, neuropathy, and blindness. Every year, the condition costs the United States $174 billion and costs Wisconsin about $6 billion. Statistics show it disproportionately affects some groups of people more than others, including some racial and ethnic groups, people who are overweight, and people with diabetic family members. Sanjahan says if identified early enough, though, diabetes can be treated with medications, including insulin and a new class of drugs known as GLP-1s.
About 13% of U.S. adults have diabetes and about 34% have pre-diabetes. Now, these are of people who actually go and get screened. So there are many people in our population that remain undiagnosed.
She says prevention is key.
Preventative measures include lifestyle changes and basically taking into diet and exercise, and then also being part of like preventative programs that have coaching, the lifestyle coaching, education about nutrition.
With so many people falling into that pre-diabetic category and many who may not know about it, she recommends you get screened if you're between 35 and 70 and are overweight or have a family history of diabetes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget. Lacouturay has installed 5 new climate-controlled Narcan vending machines across the reservation. According to Tribal Opioid Response Grant Director Barbara Baker LaRush, the machines are designed to provide free life-saving resources to help prevent opioid overdoses and support harm reduction efforts. Funded by a $110,000 grant awarded in April of 2024, each vending machine provides free access to wellness and harm reduction supplies. The project was made possible by LCO departments and grant programs. The vending machines are located at the Bijaki Wellness Center, LCO Aging and Disability Services, the LCO Fire and EMS Department, the New Post Community Center, and the Signer Community Center. Residents can receive a code to access the machines by calling an employee at the LCO Health Center Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For more information on who to contact for access, visit the Lacouturay Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians Facebook page. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with some snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get it about an inch or two before everything winds down later today. Our high right around 30. Tonight, some light snow. Tomorrow, slight chance of light snow with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.